This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. Man alive, I need a weekend. I had an interesting experience this morning. So I had a pretty late night last night. We've been doing some work. I got to bed probably close to midnight, and I was up at 4 a.m. to go and cycle with the group I've been riding with, and literally got about 11 kilometers into my ride this morning, and all of a sudden heard a big psh, and that was it. My back wheel gone. So it was a very early start to ride 11Ks, change of puncture. The wind was pumping this morning as well, and I only had one inner tube with me. So I was like, I'm not taking a risk cycling further away from home in the dark. So I turned around and limped home, and wasn't the most productive of mornings. And I feel like it's about midnight now, even though it's about midday that I am recording this. But a huge welcome onto the podcast today, and a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. You may recall last year, we teamed up with S Fuels. It's that low-carb bar that we sampled to literally hundreds of triathletes, and the response was phenomenal. Well, earlier this year, we were part of the launch of the brand new S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix, and the response to that has been phenomenal as well. If you haven't tried it out yet, S Fuels are giving you the chance, and it's absolutely risk-free. They'll give you free shipping. Plus, they are offering a money-back guarantee. So if you decide to ditch the sugar fuels and it doesn't work for you, simply return the packaging and get a refund. So you've got nothing to lose. Go check it out. Go to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Finally, as an ultra-endurance athlete, you have a choice. You can hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks or gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. To find out more, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. And all the details are there. You can also click in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, or on the podcast player you're listening to. Just click through there right now and try them out. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. On today's podcast, we touch base with returning guest Jodie Browning joins us once again today to talk a little bit about her Ironman nutrition strategy. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some nutrition. We catch up once again with Jodie Browning. Jodie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Jodie, something we haven't touched on at all is the way you approach Ironman from a nutrition perspective. It's a huge part of being successful in the sport. Is it something that you say you've got dialed in and you are on top of, or is it a work in progress?
I think it's always a work in progress, Brad, but I think I've got it dialed in pretty well. I mentioned when I spoke to you earlier that I bonked in my very first Olympic distance race, and from then my coach has basically said you need to address nutrition. So I invested the money and got a nutrition plan, not only for my race but also just for general daily life for my training. And it's the best amount of money, or one of the best amounts of money, because you do spend a lot in triathlon, but one of the best investments that I've made has been in a nutrition plan, because it makes and breaks races. And so you train for 20 to 30 hours a week only to have, you know, a race go pear-shaped because you've bonked or overeaten or not hydrated well enough.
Talk to me about some of the changes you've made because of that nutrition plan. What are some of the things you've changed?
So in my daily life, I actually didn't change very much at all, and I don't follow the nutrition plan I was given particularly strictly. I keep it in the back of my mind, but everything in moderation, really. But protein is particularly important. So I do try and make sure that I have sufficient protein, and I spread that out a lot throughout the day. It's also recovery. So my biggest learning would be treating my body with respect. So appreciating that it works really hard and making sure that in order to be able to front up for my next session later that day or the following day, that recovery is actually really important. So protein within the 30 minutes and then, you know, a decent meal after that, depending on what your session is.
From a racing and training perspective, how do you approach things? Talk to me race day, your nutrition strategy come Ironman race day.
So come Ironman race day, I carbo load for the 2 days preceding it. And carbo loading it's not ridiculous. A lot of people think it is, but it's just a lot of, you know, a bit more white rice and a bit more sugar and cordial. So you're hydrated and you have enough glycogen in your muscles to get you started. On race day, it's really my particular nutrition strategy is it's a combination of gels on the bike and liquid nutrition. So I use a product called Infinite, which is, I guess, akin to Gatorade and Powerade. My gels are Talk. That just works for me and has been part of my nutrition plan. I alternate normal gels with caffeinated gels. And I chuck in a Vegemite sandwich in there, which I'm really lucky to have, and it's like a roast meal in the middle of a bike. And then the run for me is the same. It's just gels and cola, and I figured out the hard way that on the run Gatorade and on-course nutrition doesn't work for me, so it's just Coke and Talk gel. So, yeah, I've made some nutritional errors several times, and you learn from those. I'm still learning.
I'm having a quiet chuckle to myself about those Vegemite sandwiches, because for Vegemite's a very Australian thing. We've got something similar here. I don't even know how to describe. How would you describe what is Vegemite? Let's get into that. And I've got quite a funny story about it. How would you describe Vegemite?
Well, it's very difficult to describe. Vegemite is basically salt and yeast, and you know, being an Australian, and particularly an Australian who grew up in the country, that's just like your bread and butter is what you had. I know a lot of Americans and possibly international people think it's a dreadful thing and it's not particularly nice, but it's really salty. So in the middle of a bike when you've had nothing more than sugar for, you know, 3 hours, it's heavenly, really.
Well, I think it was my first Ironman, I was really struggling in the back end of the run, and if you on a normal day said to me, Brad, here is a Vegemite sandwich, I would rather starve. I cannot take it. But I ate. I was at that point in the Ironman where I was like, I'm just going to take anything and everything on board. And I had one of these sandwiches, and it was the best thing I have ever eaten in my life. It was a lifesaver. And to this day, I still, in an Ironman, Vegemite sandwiches, we call them, we got Marmite or Bovril, whatever it is. It's the same sort of stuff. And it is the best thing ever.
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the mistakes you've made from a nutrition point of view, Jody, and sort of what you've learned from it.
Yeah, so that's a really good point. And I think it's just trial and error. And this is one of those times when, you know, it's okay to fail forward if you learn from it. So in my first Ironman, I spent a lot of time in the Portaloo on the run, and I put that down to on-course nutrition. So I don't carry my liquid Infinite with me on the run. So in my nutrition plan, it had to alternate Powerade or Gatorade, whatever the on-course nutrition was, with Coke. But that did not go well with my stomach after a bike and on the marathon, which I'd never run a marathon before. So I learned from that. So the next time around, I didn't have the Gatorade on the course, and we worked pretty well. Didn't spend any time in the Portaloo. So that was a trial and error. At Kona this year on the run, I had about 30 minutes to go, and I thought, I'm really starting to lag nutritionally. I need something, but I knew that I was having difficulty now starting to take nutrition. And any Ironman would know, it gets really quite difficult on the run to get anything more down. You've just had enough. So I debated whether to take the gel. I took the gel and immediately cramped. So then spent or stitched really. So then spent some time walking and kicking myself for not just trying to get to the end without that gel. And then, unfortunately, at Busselton, I made exactly the same decision with exactly the same consequence. I won't do that again next time. I'll get to the end with that last half an hour to go without any extra nutrition. My body has obviously just had enough at that point and just needs to last on vapors to get to the end, because it costs me a fair bit of time in walking with a stitch when I'm feeling generally okay but just can't walk because of the stitch.
Well, brilliant. Jody, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to following your progress to Kona 2018 and beyond.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. Value. So thanks so much for asking me on, and I hope that, you know, my story helps somebody.
Jody, that's the amazing thing with this, is some people won't resonate with you, but I can tell you what, there'll be tons of people who do, and that's what I love about this. There's no one size fits all, and you know this when it comes to Ironman, but I just, if I can,
yeah, that's right,
if I can, if someone can listen to your story or someone else's story and get something out of it, then I've succeeded and my job's done. So that's why I love just chatting to, because everyone, I might not resonate it, but someone else will, and that's, you never know. So yeah, don't worry that people won't sort of get your story. There's going to be a lot of people, particularly around the anxiety, and that's, I think a lot of people are going to get tons out of that, which is amazing.
Yeah, that'd be good. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Jody, thank you so much again.
Thanks,
we look forward to catching up again.
Lovely. Thanks so much and best of luck.
Thank you. You too. That's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. I think I'm off for a nap. I might need an afternoon power nap this afternoon. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Jody for joining us once again here on the Kona Edge. And a massive thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To find out more, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels or click on the link in the podcast player you're listening to this podcast on, or in the show notes below this episode of the podcast. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a brilliant Tuesday. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.